Gabriel, what did you think of the discussion tonight?
I thought it was broad-ranging and it covered a lot of topics, and it was lovely to see that contrary or opposing opinions were really welcome and they were dealt with in a very respectful way. So it was an eye-opener in some ways, but it's just the beginning of a conversation and there'll be more coming.
Harmony, just asking people what they thought of the discussion tonight.
I thought it covered a lot of key areas, not only for South East Queensland, but for regional Queensland in how we tackle climate change around waste, around, I think there was some mention of vegetation management and land clearing and a range of other areas, specifically around how the state government is going to move to build a lot of solar renewable plants, which is really exciting to see.
Gordon, what did you think of the discussion tonight?
Oh, look, it was interesting, but I thought, to be fair, I thought the Jackie Trad, it was, I know she's in a difficult position because they've got regional and kind of metropolitan kind of areas to deal with, but I found it, I still find it quite a difficult thing. She's very kind of obviously pro-government, but I don't think doing quite enough. And I think, you know, some of the panel members as well pretty much reiterated that as well. So,
not doing quite enough in what area?
In dealing with climate change. It's an area where we need kind of very urgent action, and I'm not seeing really an awful lot of urgency.
Julie, what did you think of the discussion tonight?
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was very, very broad. It's a big topic, I guess. I feel that the ALP generally can, they were all in mourning after their election result, but I say that because they don't stick to their principles is why they didn't win. You know, it's a climate change election, but we're still, you know, supporting coal mining in Queensland. And so, someone tried to blame the Greens tonight for the result in Queensland. I think it was Cameron Costello from North Stradbroke Island. I think that's bullshit. The ALP's got to take responsibility.
Bob, just interested in what you thought of the discussion tonight.
Very interesting. From my perspective, we have to consider ourselves in a global community. We are part of a huge effort that's going into changing, coping with climate change. We are a tiny little end of it in Australia. We've got our own problems with agriculture and the results of bushfires, coral bleaching, you name it, disasters. And we're still not out of the woods there with hundreds of thousands of cattle have died. And we have not even back from that. Consider ourselves in the global perspective. Places like India have got 50 degrees of heat. It is unsustainable. They can't live like that. And they're saying this is no longer a human habitat. This is talking about India. We've got Ankara in Alaska is 32 degrees. This is Alaska. This is in the Arctic Circle. Now these are what they call climate anomalies. They're happening more often. We've got to turn this whole ship around. We can't do that while we're selling coal to the rest of the world. So that has to go. We've got our solar panels in our roof. We think we've done our bit. It's not enough. And the world has to come along. We have to be part of that whole scenario to turn the world around, because this is terrible.
Thank you. Gail?
Until we understand that, as Robbie Burns said, there's a child amongst you taking notes. We have little kids who are entering school where there's nothing on the curriculum, which is a compulsory subject like English, Maths and Science, which talks about climate, which talks about the need to climate change, which makes it part of a daily conversation that children have every single day that they go to school. Until they introduce a subject in year one that goes right through to the end of year 10 perhaps, where at three or four times a week, there is something in the curriculum that everyone has to talk about and everyone has to do, that what we'll find that in 15 years' time, it is de rigueur. We're not having to convince anybody. They've grown up with it. Now, all they're having is their parents talking about it.
I thought it was definitely a good start in where we need to be, for sure. The skeptic in me maybe wonders whether it's Jackie just like, you know, panicking and reacting to what has happened in the federal election. But nonetheless, we need to talk about it, and it's great that she initiated something like that. And I think the panelists were the right people to be talking about it as well. Yeah.
Thanks, Queenie. Cara, what did you get out of the discussion tonight?
I look for the optimistic and I look for the opportunities, and I think there are opportunities in waste management and circular economy in regional areas. I think that we can look at reducing our footprint through that process at every stage of production. And more than ever, I do think it's about two divided communities. It's really difficult to bridge them, and I just think that maybe the communities in regional areas aren't necessarily going to change their ways as quick as what we can here in Brisbane. So I think that maybe it's up to us to do more about the way we think about, you know, climate